My name is Chris Ringler. This is the Spooky Chris Podcast, my little micro podcast of strange and curious things. You can find all of my back podcasts and all of my blogs at spookychris.com, as well as links to all of my books. I am an author with over 20 books published, from fantasy to kids' books to straight-up horror. I do a little bit of it all, and you can even find links to the two short films I've made. So, for this little podcast, I thought I would talk about something, and it's funny that it didn't hit me sooner. So, whenever I look at my stats on my blog, and this has been since I've had a blog, I always notice that from time to time, one of my, subjects from the past will blow up and just, like, suddenly, like, get tons and tons of action. And it's interesting because, again, like, I didn't think of this sooner, or I would have done a podcast about this sooner. It seems kind of pandering, but I also think, you know, it's worth it for those of you that come here for the pictures of Tyrone's Sunken Gardens. So if you were interested in Tyrone's Sunken Gardens, friend, here you go. So for those that don't know, Tyrone's Sunken Gardens is located just outside of Fenton, Michigan, not far from where I grew up. It is to call it a garden is a little simplistic. It's underwhelming for what it is. So it's located off of the highway, US 23 in Michigan, lower East Michigan, Southeast Michigan is what I guess they call our area. And it is located adjacent to a cemetery, and it's a large cemetery with some interesting and oftentimes creepy statuary, and they're not statues in the traditional sense, but they're essentially statues. The one that comes to mind is there is a Jesus on the cross, life-size, with Mary kneeling before him, and she has a look of horror on her face. The creepy thing is that with her mouth open like that, there, from time to time, will be bees' nests, or beehives, wasps' nests, that will form in her mouth, which is a terribly awful sight. But it's not a very big cemetery. It's not, very well-traveled and frequented. It's kept up. But, in the many years, I've been out, many times I've been out to the gardens and out to that area, I've never really seen any maintenance people. There's a big maintenance, like a house / office, but I never see anyone inside or anything or anyone moving around. So once you go there to the cemetery, there's a path that goes back to the right behind the cemetery. And you can't drive to the Tyrone's Sunken Gardens. You have to park and then basically walk down a path, and then you'll come and you'll see a bridge. And the bridge was gone for a while, washed out basically, and then someone rebuilt it, I believe. You could kind of... And it's just like a little tiny stream. It's not anything deep or it doesn't run very rapid. So it's not like it's uncrossable. But, most people that will go there don't exactly want to get wet to go to the gardens. So you cross the bridge, and then you see the gardens. And I kind of was shown the gardens in the, late 1990s. And I've been there maybe a little more than a handful of times in the years since. And to my knowledge, it is still there. So I'll describe what the gardens are first. So the gardens are this gentleman from that area who was very wealthy had a stone from around the world flown to this garden. He wanted to build this, you know, beautiful garden. And it's kind of like a sanctuary. It's a circular area. So it's a circle of stones, each stone representing each state in the United States. And each stone will say, has engraved in it, like Michigan, you know, the Wolverine state, and then, like, you know, something else about it. And it seems like, and I'd have to look at my photos, because it's been a while since I've really looked at them, you know, they'll have like a little saying or something. But so, yeah, there are 50 stones that make a great circle. And each stone represents the United States. So he had all of these stones flown there, and they're just beautifully worked stones, like they're polished, and I mean, they're just, I'm not sure. What's funny, too, is if you look it all up, there's some information, but there's not really deep, deep information, like, why did he do this? Like, what was his reasoning? What was, you know, like, deeper dive stuff. Not that I've ever found. And Fenton is an interesting little town anyways. If you go way back in my podcast, I tell a story about, you know, the serial killer we had there that was Fenton. And there was a seminary that was there that we filmed the movie I reference in that serial killer episode. Was there this beautiful, huge building just in the middle of this neighborhood, and it was a seminary that had fallen into disrepair. So Fenton's is well as older towns where there's lots of weird stuff around there. But again, this isn't, Tyrone Sunken Gardens isn't in Fenton. It's just kind of south a little. South like an exit. But so, yeah, this man had built this whole thing. And again, it's hard to figure out where to tell you how to describe it initially. So I'll just, in my mind's eye, I'll go back. So you go, you know, you walk over the bridge and you'll go forward, and then suddenly there is, I mean, essentially like a passageway. It's this big kind of almost like a gate. It is a probably 8-foot stone pillars and topped by another stone that's engraved. And again, I'd have to look. I'll see if I can find a link and post it on this podcast, just so you have reference, photo reference. But it has a saying over it. And you have to, like, you know, there's, and this is in, you know, it's, so when you go back, so there's this whole area, so it's a cemetery, and then it's woodland, and then this kind of stream, and then it's the gardens, and then it's woodland behind it, thick woodland, and then to the left of it, it's woodland. So it's kind of just in the middle of nowhere. It's not near houses, it's not near, it's just literally in the middle of nowhere. It's the strangest thing. And the brush is high on either side, so you can go around it, but like the intention is you will pass through this quote-unquote gate. And so you'll go under it, and there are stone pavers that lead forward, and then forward to a centerpiece, which is kind of, and I say this not in a manner to give you kind of creepy vibes, but it's kind of like an altar. It is a stone centerpiece, or it's a centerpiece, oh gosh, like 3 feet high. And that's the center point. And from there, the stone pavers go out like a wagon wheel out to the outer rim where all of the state stones are. And then if you go forward again, it will take you forward to another kind of gate with more, like, another saying, and I think there's sayings that coming and going. And there once was a bell, and it says something about ringing the bell. There once was a bell there, the bell's long gone. And then from there, you're just in the grassland again, and there's a shack way back there. But that's it. It's a circle of stones with a central stone, and then two entrance exit points that are kind of, you know, passages. And it really is, it's breathtaking to see, because you don't see things like this, especially out in the middle of nowhere. It's when I say in the middle of nowhere, this is one of those things where everybody kind of knows about it. You know, tons of people go there, too many, frankly, because, you know, you'll go there. The first time I went there was no big deal. It was really well kept. You know, everything was nice. It was mowed. it was kept up. Like, the problem is that it's low land, so when it rains a lot, it'll get swampy, kind of, the grass and everything. But unfortunately, the ne'er-do-well kids will sneak back there, and I can't remember if I've ever been there at night, dusk, but I don't think I've ever been there at night, but not, you know, never to get up in any mischief, for sure, but I don't think I was ever there at night. But kids would go back there, and I assume people would go back there and do kind of think, I think, trying to do spells and witchy stuff, and I shouldn't even say witchy stuff, but like, you know, ceremonial stuff, because I don't know what it was, because you'll find black candles partially burned and kind of like some junk like that around, and that's, you know, it's a huge bummer, because it's they just leave their trash, but it is weird, because you get a weird vibe. But when I've gone with people, I've been told by more than one person and in more than one group that they get a weird vibe there, and I can see it. It's a powerful place, and again, it's these kind of places you see out where there are traditional gardens, where there are more touristy kind of things where people would go more often, and that's not the case here. It's a cemetery, and you have to kind of, it's in the cemetery, but you kind of got to go out of your way to go down there. I've never had anyone stop me from going down there. I've never had anyone say, you know, boo, as it were. But again, like, I wasn't ever trying to go there when I wasn't supposed to be there, as it were. But it's just weird. It's weird because it's so beautiful. It must have cost so much money. It's so elaborate. And yet it's so kind of almost forgotten. Which, it's, you know, people obviously still remember it, because I think there's a Facebook page, and people will find, do a search, and will find my blog, because I have tons of photographs. I took photos of all of the stones and all of that stuff, so I mean, people still look it up. So it's weird, and it does give you a weird vibe. And again, I'm not going to say anything. I've never had anything weird happen there. I've never heard of anything weird happening there. But it gives you a weird vibe, and I think it's because you're not used to seeing these kind of things. And to see it like that without a reason. And I mean, I'm sure that he had a reason. The guy who built it had a reason. There is a reason behind it. That's not to say that, like, oh, it just happened and popped up. It didn't. Someone had a reason. They you know, intended for this, and this is what it is. But it is weird, because you're not used to seeing these things. And to see it, and it's, I mean, it's, you know, 50 yards deep, 50 wide, something like that. It's a big space. And again, it's so off the beaten path. It's so little travel. And I've been there and had other people get their photos taken there, and you'll see kind of the, and it's a pain in the neck when they feel like tourists, but kind of the people, you'll go there and other people are there, and it's a weird kind of like, somebody feels like they need to leave, because I would imagine it'd be a great place to go and just think, because you do get a calm there, but because it's so far out from everything, because it's surrounded by woods, because it's so mysterious, it does give you, you know, that creepy feeling. But it's fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating. Like, you know, walking around and looking at the stones, and that's why I say that the wetland aspect of it, the drag, because it's kind of go around and look at all the stones, and that's kind of grass. And it's a shame, because for a long time it wasn't kept up much. The maintenance would mow it once in a while, and part of me can get it, because if you have a lot of people coming and just kind of screwing around with everything and messing it up, it's a drag, and you don't want to encourage people. But it's also a beautiful place, and it's a beautiful piece. I know the cemetery has changed hands, and I assume that land goes with the cemetery. I believe that there are people that go in and they'll clean it up and stuff. I haven't been there in a couple of years now. I think last time I went, it was kind of waterlogged. But it's fascinating, and it's an interesting, like I say, it's words, even for me as a writer, words don't quite capture how strange and interesting it is. But it's one of those places you don't forget. And you'll find them from time to time where it's just, you're kind of breath taken away, like, oh, wow, like, I didn't know this kind of a place existed. I didn't, you know, you're just taken aback, and that's one of those places. Gosh, and you know, it makes me curious what it looks like in the winter. I've never been out there in the winter. I've only been out there kind of fall, maybe summer. It's usually very, very hot and lots of bugs, because that's the area that just breeds bugs, so it's not the most fun. But it's neat. So those of you who come here looking for interesting things about tidbits and such about the Tyrone Sunken Gardens, there's my little tale. I don't really have any deep mysteries. I don't have any strange stories. Just the vibes people have gotten and my impressions of the place itself. And again, it's a beautiful place. It's strange, even just where he wanted to locate it. It's strange, all of it. It's like it's its own. It was like a private garden, but there's no residence to go with it. You know, unless it was part of the cemetery land and it was taken down. But yeah, it's interesting. But there's my little story. I will, like I say, I will try to find my link for the Sunken Garden stuff and put it in this here. So if you either found this on Podomatic or some other, you know, find it there, or spookychris.com, that's where I'm going to post the link. I'll post in both spots if you want to see the photos. Otherwise, you know, I've blogged about it. If you look at spookychris.com, I think I've blogged about the place. I know, I put the photos in there. And, you know, I have over 20 books. Check out my bookstore. If you're coming here checking out my photos anyways, see if there's something you'd like. Do me a favor. I will talk to you soon, traveler. Stay strange. Bye.